the pippy fishing season opens soon, meaning you'll start to find local Goolwa pippies that are sustainably caught and available to enjoy in the coming weeks and months. Ahead of this month's sold-out Kuri Shack event, Tom Robinson, Director of Goolwa Pippi Co, joins me to discuss. Hi, Tom.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. So pippies, also known as cockles, right? Tell us about these little guys and what's so special about this seafood.
Well, they're also known as kuti, which is the Ngarrindjeri name for pippies or cockles, as people know them, or they've got a scientific name, which is Donax deltoides, if you're a bit of a scientist. But our company, Goolwa Pippi Co, is the largest harvesting company in South Australia, and we work with four local fishing families, all under the Goolwa Pippi Co brand.
Tell us about the pippy shuffle.
Pippy shuffle, or the pippy dance, as some people call it, is the technique that is used by the harvesting crews to harvest the pippies, and it involves a rake that has a net on it. The crews use their feet to agitate the sand, which basically brings the pippies to the surface, and the outgoing surge of the water in the surf zone washes the pippies back into the net, and that's how we collect them at a commercial level. And you can do that by either using your powerful legs, as our crews have, to agitate the sand, so digging, you know, up to sort of 6 inches beneath the sand to get to where the pippies are. But there are other people who use a technique which is basically like a bird tapping its feet on the top of the sand, which by tapping your feet on the top of the sand also brings the pippies to the surface. So it's sort of the two different techniques that have the same outcome.
And it's also quite a sustainable way of doing it, I hear.
Yeah, a lot of clam fisheries around the world have been collapsed through mechanical harvesting, and even though it's obviously quite expensive to use labour to dig pippies, it's something that we're really proud of, and it allows us to literally touch the pippies every day that we're catching as a resource. And so we're really on top of how sustainably we're fishing the resource and all the biomass on a daily basis. And we're about to launch a new logo for Goolwa Pippi Co, which actually features one of our harvesters digging the pippies, because it's such a unique thing that we do. Most of them are used with dredges throughout the world, but we still harvest our pippies using our feet, which is obviously the most sustainable way that you could do that type of fishing.
It sounds as though your company cares as well about and learns a lot from the traditional custodians of the land and sea.
Yeah, well, we're about this event that we're having next week is all about Marine Stewardship Council, which is sort of the heart tick for sustainability of fishing practices. And from our perspective, that's sort of a very modern take on whether your fishery is sustainable or not. And we probably take more pride in the fact that we're in a commercial partnership with the broader Ngarrindjeri Nation, who have been sustainably harvesting that resource for 19,000 years. And so when they joined our company in 2014, you know, we started learning a lot about the middens that sort of are in the sandhills behind the area that we harvest, and you know, that you can carbon date those middens going back tens of thousands of years, which just proves that they were very sustainable fishers of their resource before.
Tom Robinson from Goolwa Pippi Co's with us this Science Week. Now you can enjoy them with butter and garlic, tossed through spaghetti. How do you like to have your pippies, Tom?
I like to go to Kuri Shack and eat them, actually, because they usually do it in a different way. Most recently, people have been craving pippies with XO, and that's certainly a really simple and easy way to cook them, but they do different things with chorizo and all sorts of things at Kuri Shack. But probably my favourite recipe is it's cooking them over a barbecue and letting them open up, and then mixing them with butter and garlic and capers and tarragon is a really simple, easy recipe and very Moorish. Good to drink with beer.
Yum. Drooling. People drooling everywhere. So you have mentioned the event next week is sold out, but if we want to learn a little bit more about the work of Goolwa Pippi Co and Kuri Shack, how do you recommend we do that?
Certainly getting along to Kuri Shack. We don't actually own Kuri Shack. We work in with the guys, Vanessa and Brendan, who own that business, and they're very supportive of us. And that's a great way that you can go and experience pippies firsthand. But if you want to find out more about our company or the resource we fish, we've got a website, which is gulwapipiko.com, and you can certainly find out more about what we do on that website, and that will be updated within the next couple of months. So hopefully people will find it interesting if they log into it.
Oh, fabulous. Well, thank you so much for your time today and for teaching us a bit about pippies, Tom Robinson.
Thank you very much.